Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. It's April 28th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. I am Nikki, and I'm very glad to have this time in God's Word with you. This morning, we are going to look at Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God, which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. These verses alone, they prove that Jesus is fully God and fully man. He was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God by the resurrection from the dead. Jesus raising from the dead is everything. This is what he taught and wanted his disciples to know and understand, so they would know that he is the Son of God. So this man who came and was crucified, what looked like defeat was actually victory. Everything written about Jesus was in the scriptures. And it's like, they didn't see it until after it happened. I'm sure everyone who loved Jesus was so happy to see him raised from the dead. And then that realization of what it means for them, what it means for all who will believe. The hope of eternal life is true. There is a way, and it's not through our own righteous acts. We can enter into God's presence because Jesus came in the flesh. And since his body was raised up, ours will be too. And I just want you to ponder on this, why Jesus had to come in the flesh, and the fact that he is God. These two truths are what our hope is hinged on. Jesus' resurrection and his promise to those who believe on him, they will also be resurrected and have fellowship with him for eternity. So many things in this world try and steal our joy in this truth, in this hope. How could anything ever compare to this joy and to take our minds off it even for a second, be it negativity or worldly pleasures? This truth alone is why we can even come to God in prayer for anything. So meditate on why you can even come to the throne of God before you even open your mouth. It's just amazing, and it causes you to overflow with thankfulness towards God and assurance of his great love for you. And I wanted to read something from a book I started reading. It's called Susie. It's the life and legacy of Susanna Spurgeon, wife of Charles Spurgeon. And the story reads, "When I was a little child and had been troublesome to my mother, reproof or punishment would always be followed by the trembling question, 'Mother, don't you love me?' And the mother's reply invariably was, 'Yes, I love you, but I do not love your naughty ways.' Poor mother, doubtless I tried her very much, and this was the best that grieved parental love could say. But the Heavenly Father has sweeter, choicer words than these for his erring children. His love is divine, so he says, 'I have seen his ways and will heal him.' O sweet pitifulness of our God, O tenderness inexplicable, O love surpassing all earth's loveliest affection, do not our hard hearts yield under the power of such compassion as this? God knows all our wickedness. He has seen all our waywardness, yet his purpose towards us is one of healing and pardon, and not of anger and putting away." And our psalm of the day comes from Psalms 125, 1 through 2. "Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forever. Our proverb of the day comes from Proverbs 25:6-7. Do not exalt yourself in the presence of the king, and do not stand in the place of the great. For it is better that he say to you, come up here, than that you should be put lower in the presence of the prince whom your eyes have seen. And I will end by praying for you, and this prayer comes from Colossians 1:9-11. I pray that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy. Amen.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.